Wilson! Wilson! Wilson, where are you? Wilson! And I didn't get more instructions.
Oh, you can find that email. There's a reply.
Okay. I'll try to find it. You know the iPhone? I hate the iPhone because sometimes you do like when you're trying to hit red all, it accidentally moves everything to junk. I just have to look for it. I think it's still there.
Oh, okay. I'll ask Mo if not, because Mo got one too.
Okay. All right. Let me send this to you. We can figure that out later, though. But yeah.
All right, we'll just start the show because it's 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for the show. AIFF, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the one track, too, to make sure. Oh, no, it doesn't matter if you split them or not.
Well, I'm splitting them, and I'll send them both. I don't know which one is which. I'm track one, right? I never know.
Yeah. Okay. I've been watching a lot of your yoga videos.
Yeah. Yo, let me know when you're ready for the kids to learn some yoga. I can teach kids yoga.
You know, it's funny, Christy, because like they've been locked in the house for like the last month almost.
Yeah. Now.
So Christy has them do exercise at night. It's pretty funny.
Nice.
They're almost there.
Sadie's
getting more mature. Like, it's kind of interesting.
Is she maturing faster than Grayson?
No, but for her, relative to herself, because, I noticed it with this week, because some of her schoolwork got sent home, and they have to do this thing when they get into school. It's called News of the Weekend. So on Mondays, they have to kind of write about what they did on the weekend. They get like 10 minutes or so to do it. Maybe less. And her wasn't that good because Sadie just takes a long time to do things.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, if it's, I don't know, she just kind of goes about her way of doing it and it's hard for her to factor in time.
Yeah.
She gets very easily distracted by things, I think. Or just
that
she blunders a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what's going on with her, but
yeah,
you know, she's just, that's her type of personality.
Well, at that age, it's easy to get distracted by stuff and like toys or whatever, you know, right?
I even think it's just her thoughts, you know?
Yeah.
Like she at school, I don't know what's going on really. If she's thinking about a classmate or thinking about something outside that she, who knows? She just kind of has her head in the clouds. I don't necessarily mind it.
Yeah, you know, like school, it's good to ponder. Yeah.
Yeah, like school, part of the thing of school is that it gets you into a regimen, you know?
Right.
And I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing like anymore, you know? Because I don't know, it's like you have this much time to do this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's very structured.
Structured, yeah. So, and I'm like, I don't know, like, there's so many different ways of learning these days. I'm like, maybe Sadie would be better off in an alternative situation.
Yeah.
Even though our school is very kind of, you know, they're aware of that type of learning curve. So they're very not sympathetic, but they're open-minded to like the different ways kids learn. So they love her. But like at the same, you know, she comes home and I'm not seeing like the performance that Grayson was doing, you know?
Yeah.
And so Christy like, dude, 3 nights ago, Christy got, you know, when I got home, she's like, look at this, Sadie's notebook. And I was like, this is, I said to Sadie, this is terrible. You know?
This is terrible.
Terrible. I mean, come on. And Sadie's like, she's always demonstrated this thing where once she kind of flips the switch, she's beyond where you even thought she might not have been. You know what I'm saying? Right. And so, of course, she took it to heart quickly. And then, you know, I come downstairs an hour later, she's written like 2 full pages of stuff. I'm like, very quickly, too, which is the idea at school. You got to get it out.
Yeah. So it's like she has the ability. And it's only like
4 sentences, you know?
Yeah, so it's she has the ability. She probably just doesn't have the discipline to like do it on demand yet, if that makes sense.
Yeah. 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 I mean, she just, I don't know, maybe she just loses full on track of time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because her art teacher said the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're planning to learn that though. She's what, like 6?
Yeah, I know.
Like, yeah, I think it's fine at this age to like have a little, like to be a little loose with the time constraints. Like a little more or less isn't like there's plenty of time to figure it out is what I'm saying.
Well, that's, you know, what happened was Grayson set such a high bar.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And for all the ages too, because, you know, Christy isn't, you know, too impressed with Josie's ability to see and recognize numbers and letters.
Oh, yeah. Josie's slacking. And,
yeah, totally. What,
Josie's classic just different. Third child syndrome.
Yeah,
she's just posted different through life. There's so many. She's just totally different. You know, she's a lot more assertive than Grayson was at that age.
Yeah,
like she's like, you know, like. I mean, she pretends to be a dog. I think she might have been one in a prior life. Because she acts like when I came home last night, she comes up to me, she's like, she pretends to be like a little dog, but she's very similar to a little dog because she has like that big bite.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's wild because you guys don't have a dog, right? No. Yeah. Okay.
No, we don't.
Just wondering.
Thinking about it. We're thinking about it.
How is Trixie going to feel about that?
I think I think depends on what dog. Christy was looking at some small little bulldog thing the other night. She's like, this would be fine. I don't want a big dog that's going to like be jumping on furniture.
Yeah.
I just want a little cat-like dog, you know?
Right.
Size-wise. Maybe Josie thinks she'll get more attention if she fills the dog role. Because you've already got 2 kids, but you don't have a dog.
Yeah, and it's funny, actually, because she doesn't really like Trixie. You know, she doesn't like Trixie. Like Grayson does. Sadie's kind of neutral with Trixie.
Mm-hmm.
And Josie will actively like fight her and kick her off the bed.
Oh, wow.
That's funny. Aggressive. They're like the same size.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and Trixie kind of like, you know, goes at her too. It's kind of a funny relationship. But anyway, getting back to the point was Sadie's now, I think in a place where she grew too. My God, she's in a place where she could. She's very smart. She's so smart, you know.
Yeah.
Like Sadie's the one kid. Not obviously Josie, but Grayson. You can have a conversation. Especially we took him off the games this week, and he's, you know, his whole personality opens up. I'm getting home now, and he's talking all over. You know, he's a really funny kid. But like with Sadie, you can actually have a more deep conversation.
Yeah.
You know, she talks about her feelings and she recognizes certain things in people and her friends that she doesn't like and things that she does.
Yeah.
You know, she has a friend in the neighborhood named Melanie who, very bossy, and Sadie hates it.
Doesn't like that. You know? Yeah.
She's always bossing me around, Dad, you know, and I'm like, tell her, you know. Tell her to stop. She's this interesting girl who comes over to spend a lot of time with her grandma because her mother's single or divorced.
Yeah.
And the dad is kind of an asshole. And so the poor Mel, I feel sorry for her because she hasn't really been taught proper manners. In every respect, we get annoyed with her because she comes in the house and just goes to the fridge and grabs stuff out of it, you know, parades around the house like it's her own, you know what I mean? And it's like, it's annoying, but at the same time, I feel like nobody's taught her anything, you know?
Yeah.
But Sadie's able to like see it, recognize all the things she does. And then sometimes she's just like, you know, she tells Melanie's like, I don't want to hang out today.
Aw, that's cute.
And then Melanie, you know, gets upset. Yeah. Why? She doesn't know why.
But that's good. That's very healthy of Sadie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
I mean, I've always told Sadie, like, in terms of like how she associates with her friends, mm-hmm. not to be bothered by like, you know, clickiness.
Right.
Clickiness is a big one. Cause like in her last year, kindergarten, she would get upset. You know, because certain girls were hanging out with, you know, the cool girl. And I was like,
right.
Don't even sweat that shit.
Yeah, 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 yeah. For sure.
I try to, like, instill that thing all the time. I think if you don't, you know, it can kind of come to a head like it does for most people in middle school. It still might.
Yeah. No, but it's good to, I think that's healthy. Like, just to, like, know, be aware and like start learning how to handle it, if that makes sense.
Where's my Skype? I can't. Someone add Zach and Waz.
Zach's here. Waz is not online yet, I don't think.
I'm having I can't find my Windows situation.
I mean, you're on a Mac, right? So that'd be pretty hard to do.
That's why they call it window pane.
Oh, that's funny.
I came home the other night and I was jonesing for some Rocket League, man. But Grayson's he's not allowed to be on the game system right now. You know, he's got to be doing his
homework. Wow, did you play it in his face?
Yes.
That's wow.
Reason to have kids.
Wow.
That's the reason to have kids.
I was like, sorry, Gray. I got to get two in here, man. And he was fine with it. He was actually coming over to root me on, ask me what, you know, whatever.
No, yeah, you know what he was doing. I'll tell you exactly what he was doing. He wasn't coming over to root you on. He was coming over to hope that, like, if he stood around, you'd be like, hey, grab the sticks, let's go.
Yeah,
that's what he was doing.
Oh, because you know, I would have, you know, I love it. I love like our like 20 minutes of Rocket League at night.
Yeah,
it's awesome. So much fun.
That's
we're a team. You know,
yeah,
we're a team.
We
This was valuable.
There was a point where, so we had a detached garage where it was like house, backyard, garage in the back, right? And there was a pretty decent sized yard between the two. And so my dad would go out to the garage and he'd smoke cigarettes and he'd play music and like, you know, play the guitar and stuff. And so at a certain point, as we upgraded in technology and stuff, at one point the Sega Genesis moved from the house to the garage. And so every once in a while I'd go out there and I'm like, you know, I'd go out there to say goodnight to my dad or whatever, but I'd really go out there because if he was on the Sega Genesis, I was like, I know I can
hop on
here. I can get some Ninja Gaiden in here. Like that's going to happen or whatever. And so I would definitely go out there to say goodnight, but definitely hope that, you know, if I stood around long enough, like, hey, you want to play? And that would be the move.
The detached man cave is the key move.
That thing, you know, that garage was filthy too. Because he was smoking, like, it's back when he smoked cigarettes. So he was just like,
what is he, Greg Cody?
I know, it just smelled like a fucking
chimney. Did he have a fridge?
Yeah.
Did he have a fridge?
yeah, Jade. Those beers will just keep themselves cold. Sure.
Oh man, I'm thinking about doing that because I can't figure out if we want to move to a bigger house because eventually, in 5 years, we'll need more space,
right?
Or just do that. I was thinking about building like a garage / other room thing. That's a good move. It's a very good move. Be meeting out there. What, hon? Can't hear you.
Ah, sorry. And that's the thing. You got to put music on, right?
And then you just put a couple tools out there just so if Christy walks up, you just start hammering something real quick.
Yeah.
Hammering a board, huh?
You know what you need? You need a vise, right? Like that way you can like have something like you just constantly like
tightening and untightening.
smoke a cigarette for your vice and then have a vice grip out there to where you can just like, you just tighten it up real quick when you hear her coming. You know, you just, and then you grab a tool and you just start tinkering.
Or I'll just have a cosmopolitan half made. I was just making you a drink.
just turn it into a bar.
Let me finish. Just finish. Yeah. Oh, I definitely have the bar out there.
The next level Jade thing would be to produce a series of sounds that sound like he's working on something.
Ferris Bueller.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller approach.
Jesus.
Oh, where's Jade's boss? Really working hard today.
They are. God. I do. I've actually, my handyman skills have increased.
Mine did too during the pandemic. I just all of a sudden I was just like, figure this out. We'll go to Home Depot, figure it out.
Hit up the YouTube.
What's the project YouTubes? That you guys are most proud of?
Mine are tiny little ones that I would usually need help for. What were they? Like, you know, I fixed my, this is going to sound ridiculous, but I was really proud when I replaced my fluorescent lights in my basement. I mean, that's absurd.
But, it's something.
There are a lot of things where, you know, so, like, what did I fix? And, you know, a couple times we had a clogged drain and I had to go underneath and actually detach the pipes. That was a good one. That was a good one. Because usually my father-in-law takes care of a lot of those things, but, you know, he hasn't been up in, like, months.
Yeah.
So things are stacking up. But I've taken care of all, like, the little things. The one thing I couldn't do, doors are hard. Putting on doors, interior.
Like, doesn't sound fun.
Not. I would never be able to change a frame of a door, but, like, just putting a door with hinges on.
Yeah, you got to, like, align it.
Tricky. Grace in a closet that needed a door, but I couldn't do it, so I had to find a handyman for it. Wasp, no? Did you try calling him, or he's not online?
He's not on. Just ask.
Ask Wasp mailbag.
Ask Wasp.
Yeah.
Live.
Ask Wasp where he is.
Yeah, ask him Wasp where.
All right. What's happening? What's going on? What's today? Friday? Anything happened last night?
Few things, Jade. There's the Cinephobe Stereo.
Which
I posted. I posted that on Patreon.
You threw it on Patreon? Yeah, it was a good one. Other than the uncomfortable moments where Amin was just ogling Sharon Stone and Vanity, other than those moments, it was a very entertaining stereo session.
You went for a while.
Yeah, we went for about an hour and a half, I think. And then I had to go pick up some Mexican food.
And you just Action Jackson on again, right?
Yeah, we put Action Jackson on again and just we had it on mute, but we were just and I think I was about a minute or 30 seconds ahead of Amin's feed.
What do you think of doing that for episodes?
Oh, just like putting it on as we record?
Yeah, like, you know, obviously we'll all watch it. And
I mean, we're recording as long as the movie is anyway.
Usually actually going longer now.
Yeah,
longer.
Well, so I had this thought. We had this discussion last night. And so I think part of this is me being influenced by All Fantasy Everything in Carmel's podcast. Because they go for like about an hour and 45 to 2.5 hours. You know, they have a long podcast most of the time. And
they so also leave plenty on the cutting room floor, it seems like.
Yes, absolutely. As someone who has been in those shows, absolutely. And so I can tell you that, like, I think because it's a once-a-week podcast, if this was twice a week or every other day or every day or whatever, that's way too long for a podcast. But once a week on a very specific evergreen subject, and it's got to be evergreen because we did a move from 1988, that I think that that's actually a good amount of time as long as the content is good, right? So like the fact that we used to be like, oh, we got to keep it to an hour. Ooh, should it be 40 minutes? No. It needs to be as long as it needs to be. So I'm fine with it being an hour and a half, even a 2-hour podcast in some occasions when warranted, instead of breaking it into two parts. But the content obviously has to be good. And I think that our listeners, at least so far, like, actually appreciate a longer podcast.
Maze, why don't you do outtakes for Patreon?
I mean, how many times do you need to hear
shows an outtake? Are you
about
kidding me?
A means? Fascinations and curiosities.
Yeah, and also
that's
like
a right way to put it.
Yeah, Amin just asks the same questions every episode. He's like, hey, all right, guys. Now, if you were to do that, and it's like we did the what's the one that keeps coming up? But I feel like it came up in like Jupiter Ascending. Like there's one where he asks it every like three episodes.
Well, and Amin just that pillows on the bed.
Yeah, pillows on the bed as well. How many pillows do you have on the bed? Well, guys, how many Eden, how many pillows do you have on the bed?
Just for sleeping or just to have?
Just in
all
general.
In all?
Yeah. I have two.
Two. Three, okay. Four, five. Jade, how many pillows do you have on the bed?
Two for sleeping.
I don't use any for sleeping.
Like, vanity. Three for vanity. Well,
yeah,
you know, like
she can look pretty when the bed is made.
Right. Three for van, five altogether.
Yeah, I've got a four pillow bed.
How many are functional?
All four are functional because, like, they're time. Because right. I have a king bed.
If I'm watching TV,
and three of my pillows are king size, and then one of them is a memory foam that is a smaller pillow, but still a normal size pillow, right? Because the king size pillows are just like very long, and so throughout the night. I may be surrounded by pillows, you know, I may use one as a body pillow, essentially. Yeah. I may double up, like it just depends. But
wait,
so they're
those
all
are the
all
whole
four.
Length of the king size bed?
They're not no, they're not the whole length, but they are longer. They're wider than a normal size pillow.
Yeah, they're almost half the size of the width.
But like you guys know when you go to like a bedding place, like I don't know, in Macy's or Dillard's, whenever that used to be a thing. Like there would be like the two little, like three littler pillows.
I don't need that. No, I need functional pillows.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just like, I feel like they always try to sell you on those.
Of course.
And they're
racket. Eden, it's a racket.
It's terrible. Yeah.
Well, when I,
because it's
when
perpetuating the bed making industry. Sorry, Lisa.
When I watch TV, I'll use the vanity pillows, you know, because they prop you up.
Yeah, the pillows I have on the bed are for like when I want to sit up on the bed, not when I'm sleeping on the bed. It's like to help prop up my back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Otherwise, I'd wake up with a neck sore so bad.
And the other one is an acupuncture pillow.
Mm.
It's like a pillow with a bunch of spikes on it.
Oh,
thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, it's like. You can like lay your like neck and upper back on it, or you can like put it under like your hamstrings, or your calves. It's I'll send you guys a picture of it. But it's like a pillow with a bunch of spikes on it, basically.
I see it.
It's not like a bed of nails though.
No, it is.
It's called a bed of nails.
Yeah, it is actually kind of.
It's literally called bed of nails. Wow. So wait.
All
so
I'm picturing now is just Eden sleeping like a vampire on her back with no pillow, just lying on the acupuncture pillow.
No, I don't sleep on it. But like sometimes when I'm watching TV, like I put it on my lower back, upper back. Like I'll change the placement of it. Yeah, like neck, upper back, lower back. I actually have a bigger version of it too. It's supposed to help stimulate blood flow.
Those aren't nails, guys. Everybody chill.
They're very, if you press it with your finger, it like hurts. Like it is spiky.
They look like sharp flowers.
They are sharp.
Does it hurt when you do it at first?
Yeah. When you the first time you lay down on it, it is going to hurt a little, but you get used to it and it feels actually really good. Like it helps a lot with lower back pain for me.
Interesting. Woogie wants one.
Yeah.
Woogie needs to shut the fuck up. This dog. Done with this dog today.
Already?
Yeah, already. Just what he like. Ooh, I get it. He's cute and everything. He wanted to play during radio. Like you know, the headset's on, Boogie.
Yeah,
it's not time to play. We'll play in like 20 minutes, okay?
Oh, poor Boogie. Sure. Not poor Boogie, but you know.
What a jerk!
Oh man, how many of you like to shop like me? Lately, it's been a bit of a therapy. for me. I've saved up a couple dollars, and I love shopping. I like shopping for me. I like shopping for the kids. I like shopping for my wife. Everybody should like shopping for their daughters. It's a blast. And thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. I'm always, you know, going to a site, trying to find that coupon code, put it in. Oh, it turns out it doesn't work. Honey is a free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. It supports over 30,000 stores online, ranging, you know, from sites like tech and gaming products, food, cooking items, sneakers, everything, really. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons can find for that site. If Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the price drop. I've been dying to get a new pair of sneakers for my workout regimen that I've been doing right here in the office. I just saved 50% off on some new Adidas. I'm stoked. But like, it's just a fun kind of place to go and browse. It knows kind of what you're looking for. It's really useful, and you can save a lot of money. Right now, I'm also looking at FIFA at 50% off at Target. Boom. Grayson is going to be stoked. Honey has over 17 million members that have saved $2 billion in savings. That's million with a B. If you don't already have Honey, you're missing out on the savings. Free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you're doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/ding. That's joinhoney.com/ding. Save some money, people. What do we got in the bag, Maze? Oh, by the way, Maze attended my class last night. It was fun.
Yeah, it was cool. Sorry I was late. Speaker. But next time I'll come a little
earlier.
I'm
just glad you didn't bail on me. I'm glad that you were actually able to come on. That's all I really cared about. I had to kill some time for sure. You can only imagine how that went.
Well, I saw you pulled up like a Final Cut timeline where you just like take them through an episode before I got on there.
Yeah. I just pretty much, I've been just showing people like what I did this week kind of deal. And I end up, you know, at the end of a week, it's like a lot, and it's all different kind of things, you know, from the video restricted area to, you know, buds I was showing them, which we all record individual tracks. And so, yeah, it's like walking them through that stuff. And then it always kind of, ends up, you know, it's a lot of philosophy, you know, we're not too much into the weeds of like technical stuff, You know, but it's tough because there's like 13 different computers and softwares. It's hard to focus on that without everyone being on a uniform platform. Most of the people, you know, and that's why I was bringing you on. I was trying to really sell the final cut approach. Mm-hmm. And because so much of what podcasting is these days is transforming into like a video experience now. So you might as well just get yourself ready for that. Don't focus strictly on audio editing means. Might as well just get into it like you did. And like, you know, you did it so quickly that it gives people like, oh, you know, 18 months. That's cool. You know, so some of the people have it. Some of the people have bought it, but it's tough. I mean, I'm asking them to then now spend $300 on software, you know?
Right.
I mean, a lot of philosophy, which I think is good. Like Amin was on last week and we talked about approach, you know, and when he first started coming on the pods, how he was notorious for going off the rails. Is that still true?
I've never podcasted with him on the rails. What are you talking about?
Are there rails? Not sure about that. Just the third rail. He just hugs that one.
But it's really, I just love it. You know, it's fun. We went for a long time last night, 2:20. And it's just fun. I love it. There's actually a kid, Vincent, who's in Holland, I believe. Netherlands? Is Netherlands Holland?
Yes.
I think he's there, and he's good. Like, he sent me over some of his stuff, man. It's like, I'm like, why are you in this class? you know, which was
Freaky Deaky Dutch.
I like that. Hey, yo, it's a stereo. It's a stereo. It's a stereo. Stereo app has thousands of live social conversations with a wide range of genres for every interest, including news, comedy, sports, and more. You choose whether to be a co-host, participate as a guest, or simply listen to an exclusive conversation. Get a pod. Start a pod with your mom, your dad, your cousin, your brother, your sister, your cat. A podcast with a dog would be dope. Let me just tell you that right now. Just you and your dog. Seriously, though. Great place to kind of start the process of having a podcast, getting involved with an active community that's going to be listening. Get to ask questions that listen to your show. You get an assortment of questions live, which is a little bit different than having to request questions during a recorded podcast. But yeah, join us live for the after party. Amin, Zach, Trey, Tom, they've all been doing them and people have been really enjoying them. Amin and Zach have been going for 2 hours, 3 hours. I mean, it's like a hangout. You can join us through the week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Just download the Stereo app and follow us at stereo.com/talkhoops/DarthAmin/cornpuzzle. And you're just going to love it. You're going to absolutely love it. Get notified every time they go live. So don't miss the after party for Count the Dings over on the Stereo app every Tuesday, every Thursday. Stereo.com/talkhoops/cornpuzzle/DarthAmin/JadaRamus. All right.
Freaky Deaky Dutch.
What else? What do we got in the bag? The bag.
All right. Jeff Rizzle at Rest Your Ankles, favorite internet patois? His is no cap.
I hate it all.
You guys want to know something about no cap that I realized the other day? Is that
what?
We say no cap in Chinese too, but it's been around long before the internet.
Like, it's no, like, bullshit?
Yeah, it means the same thing. It's like, 我不盖你. Like, it's... It means like I'm not lying. Like I'm not uh-huh. messing with you. It's just a funny realization. Oh, bullshit. Let me think. Ghost. It's actually more dog shit, but right. Same concept.
Well, we have horse shit too.
That's true. Yeah, all kinds of shit. Non-discriminatory, equal opportunity shit.
Shit is shit. All shit matters.
Wait, what was
and everyone
what
shit.
Is the Mm-hmm. What's the other version of no cap in just in for regular?
No vernacular? Lie.
Yeah, no lie.
What else?
I always like asking, "Are you fucking me?" I like that. That's a fun version of asking if someone's lying. You fucking me?
Wait, you fucking with me?
Is yeah, that different? Yeah, but you cut out the wit. You just like, you fucking funny. Me? Right. Me and my friends used to say that to each other all the time. You fucking me right now?
Favorite internet patois, I think mine is you hate to see it.
Oh, you, that's your favorite?
But the thing is, there's a
hate to see it.
This cookies podcast.
I
does
literally
this thing.
Hate to see it. I literally hate to see that phrase. Oh,
the thing is, they would use synonyms for you hate to see it. I can't think of any off, but it's just like basically changing hate and see to like, it's like you despise to espy it or something like that. And it's just like,
I like
so
that.
Funny.
I like that one. That one I yeah. like. Despise to espy it. Okay, I'm in. I'm back.
Mine's
in.
A bumbleclat.
Fine. Pussyclat. Fuck this them, Ross. Donald, no one around would be boss man Biden. Fuck them, Ross. Pussyclat, boy. Go suck una mada.
I love that one because I never know what it means.
Like, I still don't. Waz has explained it multiple times.
No, I know. I still don't know what it means. Yeah, still have no idea. Don't know when to use it, when it's applicable.
Love to see it. Love to see it.
God, I hate that.
Shouts to my guy, Chet.
Psych!
You love to see
pussy
it.
Pussyclat. Chet.
I don't even know. Chet, I mean, eggs. This is like Ethan Amin. Territory, right? They're the ones who always bring this stuff up?
Just go to any sports social media account and you'll find it.
as some people are. Yeah. I'm not on the internet like that. Like, I'm there, but not really. I'm like a passive observer.
But it's one of those things, like, you know, if Trey uses no cap, but then if like the Seattle Seahawks use it, like, you know what I mean? Cringe.
Yeah, it's like so cringe depending on who's using it.
That's kind of that thing that Ethan talks about a lot, which I agree with.
Do you guys see that Oreo's Twitter account was tweeting about like trans people exist. 440,000 likes. Thanks, Oreo. And my question was, why isn't Oreo tweeting about racism? Because that would be more on brand. But
yeah, because the black and white cookie. Yeah.
That's two on the nose.
That's a Seinfeld. I've been hitting a little Seinfeld here and there.
I just watched Bubble Boy recently. Bubble Boy is a classic episode.
What a great episode. It's Moops. Oh, my God.
So good.
What's his name? What's his name there? Who's the comedian who does Bubble Boy?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not in the weeds like you are. But yeah.
Is that Saturday? I always thought it was the Saturday Night Live guy. What's his name?
Bubble Boy Seinfeld. It is.
Who's that Saturday Night Live comedian from like the 90s?
Phil Hartman?
Yeah, I think you're thinking of Phil
Hartman.
In that
group, though. No, in that group. He's
John Lovitz?
Lovitz, yes.
Lovitz or Leavitz?
I always thought it was Lovitz.
I don't know if it is.
Eden? It's this guy named John Heyman. I don't even know.
Yeah,
who
I'm
that
like,
is.
I'm looking it up and I can't.
Oh. Fine. If you listen to it, though, it does sound like Lovitz.
A little bit. I could hear it a little bit.
Lovitz was on the show, right? Wasn't he the guy that faked having cancer?
Oh, that sounds right. Yeah. That's
right. Good for and George got the hairpiece because of him. He's like, good for you, Jack.
Yeah, yes, yeah, yeah.
Yes. That must have been that's the reason why I thought it was
Aaron and I went to Aaron and I went to the Wedding Singer the other night at a hotel drive-in movie setup. And just the scene with Lovitz is just, oh my God. I forgot how good that was.
Is that who's in that one? Jennifer Lopez?
You're thinking of the Wedding Planner. No, Wedding Singer is
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore.
Oh, okay.
Christine Taylor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Then Lovitz is the alternate Wedding Singer who's taken over. He goes, he's losing his mind and I'm reaping all the benefits. And he just has that creepy like curtain closing on his face. Oh, he's so good.
This has not been custom fitted to his scalp. I really think this looks pretty good. I'm going to get a pair of white shoes, move down to Miami Beach and get the whole thing over.
George is pissed.
How about you could show me something else? As I said, it'll be different once we design something specifically for you. But I don't think your friend here is being very helpful.
Oh, hey, I'm being helpful. I am the only one being helpful.
No, I don't think you're being helpful. I think you're being disruptive. And you make it very difficult for your friend. You're going to improve his life.
I'm trying to prevent my friend from becoming one of those guys people snicker at behind their back because they look ridiculous.
No offense.
You personally. Think you're so damn superior. You have no idea what it's like. You ever look down the bottom of your tub and see a fist full of hair? I'd like to start your day with that. I'm not taking anything.
Dude, I love it.
That's so good.
This show is so good. This show is so. Here he is.
George, you decided to get a rug. Good for you, Jack.
That's so classic.
Tommy, I'm gonna need a little adjustment.
I'll be right with you.
Oh no, he wasn't faking that he got cancer, right? He was gonna get him a parking spot. Maybe that's what it was. I can't remember what the whole story was.
No, I think it was cancer.
Yeah, he faked the cancer.
Did he? Okay.
He tells George that he has cancer, and then he told one of them, but then like either Jerry or George didn't know, and then like they weren't supposed to tell.
Right. Yeah.
I'm explaining it horribly, but.
No, but I mean, I'm not helping at all either. No.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, the thing is, I've been living a lie.
Just one? I'm living like 20. What's yours?
Well, I I never actually had cancer. I'll see you.
No, but even when I've watched the show so many times at this point, and I'm always taken aback by, like, oh my God, I forgot this was part of this episode.
Yeah. There's so many.
Because you end up thinking, like, they're like, all these had to have been individual episodes, right?
Exactly.
And they would pack like 3-4 things in there.
Yeah, because a lot of the times, these subplots become the more memorable things. Yeah.
Like the Bubble Boy episode is like also the same one where they burn down the cabin, and it's like
that's two separate
great plot lines.
Oh my God!
And the Bubble Boy is a side story. Yeah, the Bubble Boy is like a side arc. Well, just side episode too.
And that's different than when George. Didn't George fall? George was driving Danny Tartable, the Yankees player, to somewhere, and then so this is different because I always remember like just the driving stuff, but like he thought a guy flipped him off, and it turns out the guy just had a cast where it looks like the little fingers up or whatever. Yeah. And then he had driven Danny Tartable like an hour out of the way or something to a gas station.
Yeah, and this guy. And this one, it's just him, Jerry, losing George because George drives like a maniac.
Yeah.
On the way to the cabin, and then they get lost because only George has the directions. Yeah.
You're right. Yes.
So many good little themes in each episode. I love Seinfeld.
Hey, watch it! Did you see that guy? He just gave me the finger.
You sure?
Oh yeah, middle finger straight up at me, at us.
What are you doing?
I'm following him.
And you don't like Curb?
No, I do. I like Curb.
Oh, you? Okay, wait. Oh, like it's Sarah. Sarah's the one. That's right.
Yeah. I love Curb.
Sarah's like Curb?
Jerry is a big guy. Yeah.
No.
Oh, my God.
But I don't know if she likes Seinfeld either.
I don't think she does.
I got to meet Jeff Garlin.
Nice.
Last year. Yeah, because he and Aaron are friends.
Oh,
that's right.
She's opened for him a bunch of times. Yeah. Super nice.
I thought he may have opened for you at one point. You know?
He didn't open for me. I mean, at some point, I'll ask him.
That was Dane Cook.
Oh yeah, Dane Cook opened for me at the Improv. We did.
I love that.
We did. What was it?
That was a vicious circle there.
Run it back, baby. Run it back, sus.
And when I went on stage, Dane Cook looked at me and said, "Good luck, Chuck."
Good luck.
That's funny.
Oh man.
He said, "I'm the employee of the month around here."
Yeah.
So many memories. Crazy.
I figured out my patois. It's Dane Cook is a problem. Three emojis God. Of the snorting out your nose.
You know what I hate?
Shit.
I hate in his bag. Oh, he's in his bag on this one.
Yeah, I hate that one. A better question would have been like, what is our least favorite internet patois, right?
No, because the answer is
all of them. We just like list them one by one.
I only have complaints on this subject. I just can't. Cause you know why? Here's what happened. The other night, I was complaining about the Utah Jazz allowing people to the arenas because they put two fans on the Jumbotron for 45 seconds who weren't wearing masks and just celebrated. Oh, fans having fun at the arena, right? No. Just fucking stupid. And so I was annoyed about that. And I had a 50-year-old Trump supporter call me bruh. And my only response was like, you've never said that out loud in your life. Don't what you're doing.
Bruh.
You're a 50-year-old Trump supporter.
My son loves saying bruh.
Yeah, your son's a child. This 50-year-old Trump supporter has never said bruh just in his life.
So there's two people I call. I don't use bruh, but I use unless I'm like I use bro more. And there's two people I use it for. One is my actual brother.
I'm a bro guy.
That seems like a good connection point.
Is my best girlfriend Amelia, and I'm just like, I don't know why I just call her bro. Like instead, I hate when girls call each other sis for some reason. It just cringe. So I'm just like, I call her bro.
What's super funny to me is whenever there is a woman as a sideline reporter and she asks a question, and the NBA player is just like, yeah, man. just as to start the answer, just calls her man. I'm just like, that's such a weird verbal dick.
Yeah, I don't. Right. Yeah, but I also call like my best female friend dude a lot. Like, I don't know.
I feel like for some reason, dude is
it's more
gender neutral than bro or man.
It's like when
I just thought it was funny when I was calling my brother bro the other day. I was like, wow, it actually applies here.
I actually got this one right.
Yeah.
Now you almost don't want to use it because it's too direct.
Right.
Literal.
It's too on the nose. People
address groups of men and women as guys.
Yeah, know? I've been trying to cut that out and just do y'all.
I've been trying to do it more.
More fun.
Y'all. It's tough. You always end up being in that awkward space where you're like, hey, guys and girls.
And gals, yeah.
But I mean, if you're doing it to a group that's two women and one man, then it becomes super weird.
I don't know. No, I don't think so, though.
Why am I doing this?
Like, what does Oreo cookies have to say on this subject?
A group of like women.
Let's see if guys is.
No, I know. Girls will call other girls guys sometimes. I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen those videos too.
Oh, yeah. See, it's saying the definition now, but a group of people can be guys, even if they're all female.
It's all fluid.
Yeah.
Someone corrected me on yesterday. Someone, one of the weather people I follow, said I could care less about the snow coming down, whatever it was. And I said couldn't. I was that guy.
Yeah.
And it hit me back with a definition. And it's apparently you can use either one now.
It's not. Yeah. It's stupid. This is like when they turn conversate into being a word instead of people saying
that's
converse.
What I think.
No, it's not. Like, I don't care. You put it in the dictionary. It's not right. It's couldn't care less.
Well, it's the fact that it's considered an idiom, and like idioms are sarcastic. Oh. And I'm like, but wait.
No.
The original was couldn't care less. And by the way, I used to say could care less, and
someone
told me the right way, and I was like, ah,
okay.
Because the other one doesn't make sense.
I'm not with it.
Not me either.
So.
I'd watch out for this anti-conversate. We still got two more days of Black History Month, man. Just great conversate for a few, cuz in a few we going to do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? It's from a Notorious B.I.G.
I actually think Michael Jordan may have invented it. I think Michael Jordan said conversate in interviews a couple of times, and I don't like it. It's like what's the Fred Durst one? I think we're all in agreement.
Oh no.
He created agreeance.
Grown.
Misremember.
Vomit.
Misremember was Clemens.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Roger Clemens.
Y'all, I have a question, guys. Hey guys. I think this is something that I struggled a lot with growing up. I think it's because English is only like my house. Like, I didn't learn English first. Technically, I learned Chinese first. Why is it when you say, did you not do something? Like, did you not take out the trash? And if I answer yes, that means I did take out the trash. But if I say no, it means I didn't. But if you say, did you
Who's
not take out the
you
trash?
Did you not take out
isn't,
the trash?
Isn't that, yeah, isn't that, it a rhetorical question, though?
Grammatically, it should be no.
Right.
I didn't take out the trash would be I did take out the trash because it's double negative and it cancels out. But why is it the other way around? Like, that's something I've always had trouble with.
But I think it's a rhetorical question. Right?
No, but
you took out the trash. Did you not?
No.
Who says that?
Well, I think that's the proper grammatic.
No, I think people are just bad at asking questions, okay? As a mediocre interviewer, I can tell you, some people are just bad at asking questions. And
you shouldn't ask a question that is a negative already.
Yeah.
Right. If my wife asks me something like that, I'm just assuming she's trying to get on my nerves or something
Well, I'll also just like, I will try to correct in my head and I will just answer, I took out the trash.
Oh,
right?
That's
instead
good.
Of asking
that's
yes
good.
Or no,
yeah.
I think you just, I think it's, it creates less confusion if you just say what you did or didn't do. Or like, I didn't take out the trash
the
yet.
Terms of the question.
Original confusion is like when I saw it in a movie or like read it in a book rather than in real life. But like, I had like a lot of trouble understanding that.
Yeah, no, you're in the right here. Like, it is a very confusing form of it.
I do agree with Jade. I do think it is a bit leading. Like, when you ask the question in that fashion, you're kind of assuming that it was done, right? So you're only looking for confirmation if it wasn't.
All right, here we go.
The rug really tied the room together, did it not?
Why do we say, did you not, when the contraction would actually be extended to, did not you?
See?
The proper way to ask such a question in the formal register is, did you not? In more informal registers, people often use contractions. Oh, that's different, though. That's not what we're looking for.
No, yeah. It's why isn't the double negative create an affirmative response, but you would use the negative.
I honestly could care less about this discussion.
I don't give a fuck. That's what I responded to the weatherman.
Don't I not give a fuck?
So yes, the guy, the weatherman hit me back with a screenshot of the definition, and I was like, I was a little bit taken aback by it, but I was like, no, I'm just going to play along.
This weather person is in the wrong. This person has been, so many people have been in the wrong on this that they decided, ah, fuck it, we'll just make it a rule. We'll make it include. No, you couldn't care less. I don't care if you could care less about something. That doesn't mean anything to me.
Well, yeah. Couldn't care less was the phrase, and it pops up like in the early to mid 1900s. And then could care less pops up like 10 years later, which tells me that people got lazy.
Yes, 100%. Because you know what? You know what the correct version of I could care less is I could give a fuck, right? Like that's what you really want to say, but you fucked
up. I don't care.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck.
Or you can punctuate with like, I could give a fuck what you think, right?
I care a very minimal amount, but it's not going to change one way or the other, sir.
Because here's the thing. You tell me something and I say, Jade, I could give a fuck about that. Or if I say, Jade, I could care about that.
But I could give a fuck means that maybe you do give a fuck.
You do care.
It's the same thing.
Possibly.
You would have to say, I don't.
No.
I could not give a fuck.
But no, because that doesn't impact it. That doesn't impact it at all.
No, that makes more sense, though.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Because
it's the same.
No, because giving a fuck can also be a negative thing. I could care less.
I give zero fucks. Has meaning to you.
Well, giving zero fucks is YOLO country, right? Like, that's what that is.
YOLO County, yeah. Just drive YOLO
County.
4 hours.
Yeah. Shout out to Yolo County, baby.
Did you not tell me to eat the apple? Didn't you? No, the contraction is important here. Didn't you tell me to eat the apple? Did not you tell me to eat the apple?
I say you should have used this for the kids, Jay. We should have.
I wish we had this fucking for when we did the Kyrie episode. We're almost
in Dr. Seuss territory.
I'm going to be honest.
Totally.
I have no clue what our conversation is right now. I don't know what. I don't know if we've been unearthing things. I don't know if we've just been spinning my head around. I don't know what
I'm gonna wait. Going on. There's got to be there's a grammar expert out there that's going to hit me up with a letter. So.
And let me tell you, here's my response to you, grammar expert. Go fuck yourself. All right.
Oh, come on.
No.
There's staking what that one means.
Dear Americans, as you know, everyone in Britain knows the Queen, and she's asked me to have a quick word with you on her behalf about her English. Don't worry, this isn't the standard tedious British sneering about lieutenants and aluminum. Essentially, her message is, use it how you like. She doesn't mind. She doesn't mind about the sensible ones, like spelling plough the way it quite obviously should be spelt, but nor does she mind about the silly ones, like saying tidbit, because you think the syllable tit is intrinsically rude. By all means, leave the U out of colour if it bothers you. I can quite see that the bit of a car you put stuff in looks more like a trunk than a boot, and that sidewalks are the bit at the side that you walk on. Fine, says the Queen. Help yourself. She couldn't care less. She couldn't care less, though. Not she could care less. That's the one thing she'd really like you to stop saying. Because that, as an expression for not or hardly caring, just makes no sense. If you could care less about something, then all you're telling us is that you do care at least a little bit. Because you could care less. But if you couldn't care less... Look, observe this graph. Here's me on the scale of caring. I'm at zero. Therefore, since negative caring is impossible, or rather is simply caring of another sort, love and hate being different sides of the same coin, etc., etc., I couldn't care less. I could care more, but I couldn't care less. If I could care less, I would have to care at least the smallest possible unit of caring in order to give myself room to care less. I can't care nothing if I could care less, but I might care much more than nothing. I could care anything from here to here. And I could still truthfully claim to be able to care less. I could care less is absolutely useless as an indicator of how much you care, because the only thing it rules out is that you don't care at all, which is exactly what you're trying to convey.
Yo, Rob.
Yo, Amin.
What's the biggest complaint I always have whenever we record these podcasts?
Besides Jerv being too sleepy, I think it's you forget to name a couple things. You always want to talk about some extra stuff.
Oh, man. It's the worst feeling in the world. When we get done and we say cut and I'm sending the files to Rob and I say, shit, I forgot we were going to talk about this topic or that topic. Well, guess what? We're not going to have those problems anymore. If you go ahead and download the Stereo app, that's right. Go to stereo.com/Darth Amin and make sure you are linked and subscribe to us. And we're going to talk about all of the different things that I always forget about. This is a great app. Every time you guys are listening to this pod, you say, oh, I wish I could chime in. But you're listening to a pod. You can never chime in. It's pre-recorded. Guess what? With Stereo, you're able to have your voice heard. You can ask real-time questions about either the pod episode we recorded or whatever we're talking about at the time. It's great. It's a forum for you to listen to your favorite podcasters. That'll be me and yours truly, all at the Count the Things Network. And we're going to be out here. We're going to do this regularly, multiple times a week. Just hop on Stereo, download the app, subscribe, follow Darth Amin, follow Talk Hoops, follow Trayvon, follow Big Waz, all of us. You know who we are. You search for us on the Stereo app, you will find us. And subscribe to us and be a part of these conversations real time. Have the ability to ask the questions that you want to ask. Stop us when we're on some bullshit, as we are frequently. And of course, catch some content that goes above and beyond what you listen to in the podcast you already love. Again, that is the Stereo app. And you can follow me, stereo.com/Darth Amin. You can look up everybody else by their handles. Their handles are all the same as what we have on social media. You can join us multiple times a week. I love Stereo. I'm on the app talking all the time. Follow me and get notified every time I go live.